In health news, are the pressures of modern day life turning some people off having any private time? New British research says yes.
Are the pressures of modern life turning people off sex? New British research says that may well be the case. Lots of distractions, lots of worries out there add up. Team leader Dr. Kath Mercer says a lot of factors coming together explain the decline in sex among 16 to 44-year-olds here to, on average, around 5 times a month.
The role of the recession. Those in work are working longer hours, they're working harder, they're perhaps too tired to have sex these days. And yes, the role of the internet may have maybe one explanation.
Mercer points out people have tablets and smartphones and they're taking them into the bedroom, using Twitter and Facebook and answering emails. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Good news for armchair athletes. New research from Australia suggests simply watching sports is good for you.
If you've ever watched a heart-pounding football game or tennis match and thought, I'm exhausted just watching this, you may be right. A new study finds watching others work out activates the sympathetic nervous system and gives you small but measurable fitness benefits. A study by the University of Western Sydney found watching someone else exercise raises your own heart rate, respiration, skin blood flow, and sweat release, as if you were exercising yourself. However, researchers caution nothing can replace the health benefits of getting off the couch. Karen Chase, ABC News.